Thank you for calling Igmas Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I was calling because there was a problem running my payment for my next shipment.
Yes, sir. You have your customer number?
I do. 1 second. Believe it'll be 579-01730.
And it should be 3 digits behind that zero.
Oh, I don't. I just covered the first. I was checking my emails here. 1 second. I have so many emails to go through on this. Okay, 001. Nope.
Thank you.
Wait. Yeah, probably.
And that's 579-01730-001.
No, I don't. I'm checking because I think I gave you the one for a different thing I was trying to do way back in the day.
That's fine, sir. I should be able to locate it with what you gave me. 579-01730.
Yeah.
And what type of collection is it?
It's the Enterprise D model.
Okay, let me place you on the brief hold and locate that account for you.
Sure.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And I did locate that account for you. Can you verify your name and address?
Sure, it's Robert Russell, address 620 30th Street, Niagara Falls, New York. 14301.
Thank you. And that's for the Star Trek Enterprise D buildup. And those last three digits are 001.
Okay, I'll make sure to note that next time.
Yes, sir. And you said you need to update your card information?
Yeah, and I also wanted to ask something. I noticed that the attempted amount was over $200. I'm just curious why it's so much this time, because it's usually around 70-something.
I'd have to look that up in the notes for you to see.
Okay.
All right, hold on just 1 second for me.
All right.
System is still loading up that information for me. Thank you for holding.
I will wait. I mean, I'm thinking it probably has something to do with the fact that it's been so long since a shipment went out. Maybe they're trying to bill for, like, maybe they're trying to send, like, multiple issues at once. But I just want to check and see, you know, what's up.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. And it shows that they only attempted to charge you for your regular bill that was coming out. And that was for $70.63. And it does show that they did charge you on your special account, but that was in January. That was for $48.95. It doesn't show that they tried to bill you for $100.
Maybe they tried to run it a couple of times, and the credit card company's just doing their thing because it was from the credit card company that did that. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know if you could try to rerun that.
No, sir. I can just update your card information for you. Our system automatically bills you on Tuesdays and Fridays. So if they attempted to charge you on Tuesday and the payment didn't go through, they'll attempt again on Friday.
Okay.
I can run a payment over the phone for you. But we can update that card information. Go ahead with that card number.
Sure. I'm going to try to use the same one because if it runs on tomorrow, it should run fine. It'll be
okay, so you don't need to update your card information?
I thought I would have to because it got declined, but, I mean, if it's going to try to run again tomorrow, we'll let it try to run tomorrow.
Yes, sir. It'll try to run that same card. Can you verify those last 4 digits and expiration date for me?
Sure. It is 4793, expiration 1 of 26.
Yes, sir. That's what we have on file. System will just try to run it again for you tomorrow.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. And if you can, we ask that you please hold for a brief one-question survey at the end of your call.
Sure thing.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold the line.